going to be a teacher. Are you a teacher? Certainly had great teachers. What role do teachers play in our lives? What role could they play? What role ought they play? Those are some of the things that we will figure out today. Welcome to the Sunday service. There's this concept of first teacher, and you can think about it in a lot of different ways, but in many cultures, figures, people like Confucius and Socrates, ancient scholars and philosophers, those are thought of as foundational first teachers who had significant influence on the people around them, but then their wisdom and influence and impact has echoed throughout time, as here we are thinking and talking about them right now. There's also religious leaders who are highly considered and thought of as first teachers, people like the Buddha, Jesus Christ. So lots of different people. Confucius was, just to talk a little bit about each one of these, was a Chinese philosopher and educator. He lived during what's known as the spring and autumn period of Chinese history, which was around 551 to 479 BC. He talked a lot about morality, ethics, and the importance of education as a means to improve your life from a personal and a social standpoint. Socrates lived from 469 to 399 BC and is credited as one of the founders of Western philosophy. So, Eastern philosophy, that's more Confucius, and then the Western school of thought, which is the United States today. Socrates was one of the primary thinkers, one of the first thinkers in regard to philosophy and the values that we still live with today. So pretty extraordinary. And he thought and talked a lot about critical thinking skills, questioning, and dialogue in the pursuit of knowledge. No doubt you're familiar with the Socratic method, which is just his process of asking questions. If you ever read Socrates, Plato used Socrates as Plato was Socrates' pupil. Plato used Socrates in a lot of his writing, and Socrates would just ask questions, and he continually asked questions and pull and draw more out of people. And by asking, for the most part, pretty simple questions, he allowed people to self-discover and figure it out on their own. Plato, obviously, the disciple of Socrates, and he was around from 427 to 347. He founded the Academy of Athens, which is one of the first or earliest institutions of high learning in the Western world. He explored metaphysics. Aristotle was a student of Plato and one of the primary figures in Greek philosophy that lived from 384 to 322. He focused on logics and metaphysics and ethics and politics and natural sciences. Extraordinary person. The Buddha is thought to live around 563 to 483. He talked about compassion and mindfulness and his pursuit of enlightenment. And we've talked about Buddha on the Sunday service before, the Four Noble Truths and the Middle Way. So much wonderful things to be learned from Buddha. Lao Tzu is a legendary Chinese philosopher. He wrote the Tao Te Ching, the foundational text of Taoism. He talked about living in harmony with nature and simplicity and the cultivation of inner virtue. And Jesus Christ is regarded as certainly one of the first teachers within the context of Christianity. The New Testament of the Bible, he's often referred to as rabbi, which means teacher, and he's depicted as teaching crowds of people through parables and sermons and personal interactions. He talks about morality and ethics, spirituality, love and forgiveness, and the kingdom of God. And he did that in a lot of different ways through storytelling and symbolic acts and direct instruction as well. His Sermon on the Mount, which you can find in Matthew 5 through 7, is one of the most famous examples of his teachings. Overall, teaching was central to Jesus' ministry and obviously Bible is the most widely read book in the world. And so today we rely on Christ's teachings and his interpretations to make sense of the world and our own lives and to find meaning and purpose. Contemporary, there have been a lot of people who have made significant contributions to education. Sir Ken Robinson was a British author, speaker, and educator known for his views on creativity and innovation. He's got a really famous TED Talk called Do Schools Kill Creativity? Jaime Escalante was a Bolivian-American educator known for his work in high school math at Garfield High in East Los Angeles. Maybe saw the movie Stand and Deliver. I think he was played by Edward James Olmos. Amazing movie if you've not seen Stand and Deliver. Rita Pearson, also a motivational speaker and educator, had another really popular TED Talk, the golden age of TED Talks when they were a really great thing. I'm sure that they still are. It was called Every Kid Needs a Champion. Wendy Kopp is the founder of Teach for America. It's a famous nonprofit that brings college kids all over the United States to teach, and certainly had a big impact on educational reform and recruiting new teachers. So extremely powerful. Sal Khan founded the Khan Academy, and it's a nonprofit that provides amazing free online educational tools and resources that cover just about everything. It's brought learning to all corners of planet Earth. We had on a young lady on the show within the last year in Pakistan who, when the Taliban took over control again of the country, they banned women, girls from being educated. And through Khan Academy, she was able to learn math and science online. So these impacts and these contributions, just extraordinary. Angela Duckworth, a psychologist and author, focused on grit and resilience. I mean, fewer things more important to in life than those two things. So incredible. You know, a great teacher, they possess so many wonderful qualities that enable them to effectively encourage, inspire, and educate their students. Can you think back to your great teachers? Hopefully you've had more than one, but I think at least all of us have had at least more than one great teacher in life. Recently, and I can't remember if I've shared this story or not, I received a newsletter from my high school, and I also went through 7 through 12 at the same school. And today that takes different forms. I'm mildly confused on the breakdown of junior high and high school these days, but that's a me problem, not necessarily a you problem. But one of my favorite teachers' name was Mr. Pearson. And I read recently that Mr. Pearson had retired. And he was a great guy. He was a math teacher. And I'm 90% sure, which is really funny in the context of math, that I never got a 90% in anything, that it was in ninth grade. And I had Mr. Pearson for geometry. And I just don't math. Just don't do it. Me and numbers do not get along. I'm more of a word guy than I am a numbers guy, which is sort of silly, but that just is what it is. And if it's a lack of IQ or overall intellect or know-how, whatever it was, I was not getting geometry. And Mr. Pearson would work with me after class a lot. He would invest lots of time and attention and energy to help me figure his stuff out. Basic geometry. And I love this story. We had a big test and I busted my butt to be ready for it. And I really thought that I was. And I finished the test. I was last to finish it. And I rushed back to Mr. Pearson's desk, and he gets out his pen or whatever, and he starts grading it. So I wanted to know how I did. It was probably a two-sided piece of paper. And he's going through it, and and he writes down 78. And he looks up at me, he says, B minus. It was amazing. I can't remember if he cracked a smile or not, but it was just such a wonderful moment now looking back on it, because obviously it's a C. Maybe that's not obvious. When I was in school, that was a C. But he said B minus just because he wanted me to stay with it. You know, he wanted me to stay engaged and to keep working because I'm sure it was improvement. Great teachers are passionate about their subject matter and they're genuinely interested and enjoying what they know and their knowledge and their topic with other people. It's enthusiasm, it's being genuine, it's all of these things that go into creating a positive learning environment, which is what we're looking for. The idea of teaching is that we learn. And if we're in an environment that's conducive to that, we'll probably learn more. If we're in a bland environment, content or the delivery of the content is vapid, well, nobody's going to learn it. Nobody's going to be excited about learning it. So it's so important. Clearly, they need to be able to explain complex topics in a way that's accessible and understandable to students, regardless of what their background or their current ability is. You need to be able to meet students where they are, meet people where they are. They have to be able to listen, encourage open communication, like Socrates. If you think about Socrates as one of the most famous and influential teachers ever, and he's famous for asking questions. He's not famous for talking or lecturing or answering questions. He's famous because he asks them. And that's such a powerful thing. Great teachers are flexible. They have to adapt how they teach to meet the needs of their students. Some days require one method. Maybe it's being really serious or it's funny, it's lighthearted. Maybe it's going on a field trip or bringing in an experiential thing, whatever it is. I think one of the fundamental things is that they really care about their students as people, as individuals, and they take the time to understand their strengths, challenges, and interests. And that's way easier said than done. No doubt about that. Some of these class sizes have ballooned and people are overworked and underpaid. Now, that's talking about somebody who has made teaching their profession. But so many of us are also teachers, and I'll talk more about that. And teaching happens everywhere. It doesn't happen just in the classroom. Great teachers have high expectations for their students. They believe that everyone has the potential to succeed and to excel, to get the life that they want. And they do their best to create the conditions necessary for that flourishing. Think about what a farmer does. Farmers needs to cultivate their field, needs to plow, make sure that all the conditions are right. They plant, they nurture, and they tend to their fields and make sure there's no pests, or they do everything that they need to do in order for their crop to be successful. A lot of ways that's what a teacher does as well. It's what a parent does. So I think that to be a great teacher, we also have to be reflective and thoughtful. Say, oh, you know what? I've been doing this for a long time this way, but it doesn't seem to be going through anymore. It doesn't seem to be connecting. What do I need to be to change that? And they have to have a good, positive relationship. I think too often we get wrapped up and think that we have to be friends with everybody. We don't. That's not the idea. That movie Boiler Room, it was about stock trading. And one of the scenes that has always resonated and always stuck with me was the main character was having a cup of coffee with his dad. And his dad was very much suspicious of the work that his son was doing. And his son was sort of lamenting and whining that his dad wasn't supportive of him and da 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 da. He said, "Listen, Seth, I'm not your buddy. I'm your dad." And that always stuck with me. You know, teacher, you're not supposed to be everybody's buddy. If that can be, if that's also if that's also possible, then that's great. But that's not your job as a teacher. Not your, my job to be your best buddy. My job to be your teacher and to get through and to have a relationship that's based on trust, mutual respect, and care, but not friendship, not buddies. My job is to teach you so that you learn the information that I am in trying to impart to you. That's my job, to get that across. You're familiar with the saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it is a nicety and a cliche, but that it was 1,000% true. That's the math guy in me again coming out. 1,000% true. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You could be the most brilliant human being, full of all the knowledge of the world, but people don't give a shit until they know that you actually care about them. And think about what makes for a good boss, friend, coworker, coach, parent, sibling, whatever. It's caring and kindness. Does this person care about me? Are they kind? My teacher's job, again, is to facilitate learning, to help other people learn what it is they're trying to teach and to put to work that important information. Talking about Socrates, it's teaching versus talking. You know, teaching is getting people to learn. Talking is just spewing out words, spewing out information. And if people are not picking it up and internalizing it and learning it, then you're not really teaching. You're just talking. You're spouting information. So how you communicate information is really, really important. Simply sharing info isn't good enough. And it's not effective. If it were, the best teacher in the world would simply be an encyclopedia. It would be ChatGPT. It'd be OpenAI. That might be the same thing. You get the idea. And for some people, I think a pretty small amount of people, that's a great way to learn. And that's all you need. Just the facts. Just give me the information. But for others, I need to be inspired and moved and excited. I need to learn in a way that's different than just the raw data or material. So, do you have the heart of a teacher? Do you possess a commitment to learning, commitment to improving yourself and others to make the world a better place? I hope that you do, because we all have the potential to be teachers. You don't have to be. I'm not going to ask you to do something extra or more, but you have the potential. Each of us does. And to do that, you must be caring, loving, and kind. If you do consider yourself or you desire to be an influential person, not an influencer, although that word doesn't have to have been co-opted to be slinging crap on the internet or on social media. Let's think back 20 years to what an influencer was. It's a teacher. Caring, loving, and kind. And I think a lot of the people today, a lot of other people right now in the world are not that. We are not operating with care, love, and kindness. Too many of us have opinions that we want to express versus ideas that they want to convey. Say that again. We've got too many opinions that we want to express versus ideas that we want to convey. Where do you find them? Where do you most commonly fall? I think that the more we can internalize the ideas that we think are most true and most important, and then work to better convey them to others versus you shouting or banging on your keyboard to the world, because that's just falling on deaf ears. So think you're a teacher. Whether you're actively doing it or you're not, people are watching. We're all observing. You're teaching. One of those are observing you at Starbucks. You're teaching when you're playing pickleball. You're teaching at work. And if you're a parent, you're Absolutely, teaching every day. My question is, are you doing it with caring and kindness? And wouldn't it be better if you did, if you were? As always, do your part, doing your best.